Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. In for Dave Flyer. And that is one of our all-time favorite groups. We have been fortunate to have Josh and Erica in the studio with us many times, and that is from their most recent album, Outside Spectrum.
And Josh and Erica, Josh Solomon and Erica Brett, are part of Empty Pockets. And Josh and Erica, thanks for joining us tonight.
Hello, friends.
Hi
there.
Always
wonderful to be with you.
Last time you were with us, it was July, and we got to play Outside Spectrum the first time it was played on radio anywhere.
Yeah, that's because you guys are the best, and we love you the most.
Well, then your world changed because things just went crazy with the charts and everybody was playing
it. You're at the top of the Billboard charts.
Tell us about that.
How cool is that feeling to look and say, that's us! We're on the top of the Billboard charts!
Really cool. You know, we are very excited to be number one. You know, that's a very bluesy song, so we got categorized as blues, and we topped that chart. You know, we were above Bonnie Raitt and
yes.
Eric Clapton, but I keep saying Bonnie hasn't texted. Eric has not slid into our DMs.
You were above Bonnie Raitt and Eric Clapton, and I just imagine they're looking at the charts going, who the hell are these people?
Indeed.
Get with the program, people.
I imagine that too. That's funny.
Wow. So you guys can hit the ground running because I think you left our studio and then you were going to your first, festival concert that weekend in July.
It was a busy summer. We did a ton of touring, including some big festivals, which was really fun. And then, in fact, now on Monday, ooh, fairy, we got it packed.
Yeah.
On Monday, we fly to London to do another 18 dates out there with Al Stewart and then to Israel. So we had a whole schedule ahead of us.
And actually, the person that was jumping around the most when we got the number one was we got back into the dressing room after a show. We found out we were number one on the Billboard Blues chart, and Al Stewart jumped around the dressing room giggling like a schoolgirl, and it was amazing.
Yeah, that timing was wonderful.
That is cool.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah. Al Stewart, of course, You're the Cat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the man has, and still has the pipes. I mean, he still sounds great.
Yeah, 76 years old. He says, what does he like to joke that we're his band? We do the opening set. He wanders on stage and everybody asks, why is the band's grandfather here?
Oh, he's got a good sense of humor, too.
He does.
He does. Now, he was the most excited of anyone, so it was fun to celebrate with Al backstage.
Yeah, very satisfying.
Well, now, going to Israel, will that be a first time for you to perform there?
Oh, yes, very much so. We're performing in a big theater in Tel Aviv. I'm really excited about that.
Wow.
Yeah, everyone we've mentioned it to recognizes the name of the theater, so I'm pretty sure it's a nice place to go. I'm excited.
That is really neat. And again, for people who don't know Empty Pockets, get with the program. They are local, and they deserve all of this attention. They deserve to be number one on the charts. This latest album, Outside Spectrum, is fantastic. And that's so great when you feel that other people are getting it. You know, it's like, oh, you know, what's a Billboard chart? And, you know, yeah, other people get it. That's the cool thing.
But
isn't
this turning into the classic overnight sensation after 20 years of hard work?
Yeah,
it's sort of I have a feeling that a lot of overnight sensations work like that.
But you guys, like, we'll take it. We're not upset. Like, keep it coming, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we said you did not, you know, I'd love to have you in the studio anytime, but you are going to rest up. You are going to pack before your trip, and you are going to take a little break here. We're going to come back and talk about something very close to your heart. We are so excited about this project called Will's Place in Skokie, and we'll tell you how that fits in the whole Empty Pockets story if you stay with us on WGN.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio, and for Dave Flyer. That's one of my many favorite cuts. I was going to say it was my favorite cut, but I have so many favorite cuts from this new album.
Well, that's another tune from the Outside Spectrum CD by the Empty Pockets. And with us is Josh and Erica. And I want people to listen very carefully. You're grooving to the music. You're all mellowed out. But I want you to listen to what we're going to talk about next. Because when Josh and Erica have been in the studio with us in the past, we've touched on the fact that you, Josh, have a special needs brother who happens to be 21 years old now. So he's an adult, right?
Yeah, that's right. 21 years ago, I was with my mother in Vietnam. And I was at an orphanage. And actually, they put this baby in my arms as a 16-year-old. And it was my brother, William, and my mom adopted him. And he doesn't speak. He's nonverbal. He's special needs. One of my very good friends, awesome dude. But as he's now aging out of public education for special needs adults, at 22 years old, you age out of pretty much all of public education for special needs. We've been thinking, and as a family, researching more and more, and we found this crazy stat that 85% of special needs adults never work any job. And we thought that was kind of a bummer, and that William, I think, really wants to work a job, even though he's nonverbal.
Well, something to know about William is, like, as his sister-in-law and somebody who loves him very much, he's a very special kid. When you meet William, you fall in love with William. He's got a million friends. He's so popular that at school, he just got more and more friends everywhere he went. And he was named Homecoming King in 2020 at Niles West High School.
How
and
cool.
This is a person who loves to work, loves to help out, you know, wants to be in the fold with all of us and totally deserves to be.
Yeah,
and I also went to Niles West High School, which is in Skokie. And so my mother, Joan, and my aunt, Kathy, are starting a new organization that we're supporting heavily called Will's Place. And it's a cafe that's going to serve lunch in Skokie and going to employ 15 part-time special needs adults. There's not that many jobs for special needs adults, so we're really excited about this.
Yeah.
And even the fact that I know you guys are in that area of the suburbs a lot, there's not even that many good lunch places in
That's
Skokie
true.
Right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a sandwich place, and we're getting very excited about it.
Like right in the heart of downtown Skokie on Lincoln Avenue.
I love this. And let me right now say that everybody should go to willsplaceskokie.com. willsplaceskokie.com.
And what about the Village of Skokie? Have they been supportive? Have they stepped up and said, this is a grand idea. We want to be a part of this too.
They have. A village has already started to step up. Skokie has definitely been supportive. The landlord of the space has been supportive as well. We just opened up fundraising in the last few days. And support has started to come in from all over the place. And I think it's becoming realistic that we can create a kitchen and a program where we can employ special needs adults.
And District 219 is planning on using this as a vocational program as a conduit there, too. So we're pretty excited about that opportunity. And the idea is to get everyone in the community involved and, you know, make it a place, a gathering place for people who are very abled.
Yeah, I mean, special needs can run a gamut of, I mean, not every single special needs person, adult necessarily can get or would be benefit from a job, but so many would, and I think would enjoy it.
And to be honest, they might want to work, but maybe they don't want to bag groceries. And that seems to be where we encounter people with special needs. Is, you know, God bless folks at Jewel and Mariano's for hiring special needs people to bag groceries and to get grocery carts and things like that. But again, if you look at that figure, that means 85% of the people who have special needs don't have those kinds of opportunities, or maybe they don't want to bag groceries.
Right.
So how can we and anybody else listening help? How can we donate? What can we do?
So to start, we have a GoFundMe. up. You can link to it from the website or just search Will's Place on GoFundMe. I think somebody, we've had donors in the thousands of dollars and in the $5 range. We before that started, we got our official 501c3, so all donations are tax deductible. And this is like our capital campaign. We want to build a real kitchen, you know. So there's some major major expenses are the vent work, getting the range hood up.
So we have a we have an executive chef that has an incredible amount of experience in downtown fancy restaurants in Chicago. He's incredible. He runs his own farm. He's going to source his own ingredients. There's just a lot of cool things. We're going to hold a marketplace for different sort of sales of different merchandise items. We're really excited.
Yeah, and we're hoping to be open sometime in the spring or summer next year.
Wow.
So,
I don't doubt that's going to happen. I'm just blown away by the fact that this is going to be a reality next year, because I know it's going to happen, because your mom and your aunt have quite a reputation. I think your aunt's been involved in the Skokie Library for quite a long time, though, hasn't she?
Yeah, yeah. We love Kathy. We've worked with her as a band a bunch of times at the Skokie Library. She's over there in the youth department doing great things over 35 years. And my family, the Halligan family, has a long tradition of starting nonprofit organizations. I think this will be our fourth.
Wow.
As a group.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And not just for William. Obviously, William is the inspiration, but there's a lot of other adults out there that hopefully over years we can employ and serve the community of Skokie with like good sandwiches and sides and cookies and all that good stuff.
Well, should we expect the appearance by the Empty Pockets at the grand opening?
Certainly, Empty Pockets will be in full support. I'm sure we can expect a performance in the future.
Mom is definitely roping us in for that. Like, you can guarantee that.
Okay,
there's no bigger Empty Pockets fan than William. We did a lot of broadcasts during the pandemic and stuff on Zoom, and William's all over it.
Oh, that's cool. And he, even though he's nonverbal, he's picking up on the excitement of what this is going to be, and this is really for him, and this is his name associated with it.
Oh, yeah. He's got his apron ready.
Oh, good.
He's got his chef's knife ready. He's quite a good cook.
Yeah. He's truly a very, very talented cook, and he's into it. He's gonna rock all your socks off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb right here and say, now, if you can think of a way that you can get us involved in it, please let us know, because we
use
would like
us.
To.
We're usable.
If you want us to come out and introduce you, when we're back on the radio in a couple of weeks, we want to have your mom and your aunt.
Or if you want us to help even more by staying away, just let us know.
Stop.
We do have a groundbreaking on October 25th at 10 a.m. at the space, and we would love to have anybody who's interested come help us sort of like demo the area and get it ready for the new life that it's going to have.
It's going to happen,
And what is the specific address again?
Let me look it up.
It's on the website.
It's on Lincoln Avenue in Skokie. It's right down from the Skokie Theater, as I recall.
Yes, it is right down.
Yeah, so if you know where the Skokie Theater is, right there on Lincoln Avenue.
Oh, 7927 Lincoln Avenue.
And a wonderful little shop called All Yell Comics is on that same strip.
So basically, all my favorite stuff is
right
in
there.
That area.
Yes.
I'm good with all this.
We'll have to have lunch like really soon there together.
Yes.
Indeed,
quite seriously, tell your mom and your aunt that we'd love to have them on the radio again to talk about this in 2 weeks when we're back doing the afternoon show. And we'll continue to get the word out, and people can link from our page where we've got all of the information up there about Will's
Place.
Yeah,
they can find this on our blog. We've got a link right to your page, to Will's Place.
On our Facebook page and everything. Again, you guys, be safe. Have a wonderful time in Europe and in Israel. And we look forward to catching up with you when you get back.
Thank you so much. We love you both.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Love you guys.
Take care.
Safe.
Bye-bye now.
Much love. Bye.
They are so...
So talented.
We absolutely love those
two. This has got to happen. Will's Place.